Afternoons on the Horn with Chad Hastings and Kevin Dunn.
Don't make me have to separate you two again. Damn it!
It is a warm one, so everybody be careful out there. Take your fluids. Make sure you're at championship levels, according to Tom Herman and the Longhorn football team.
I'll never forget the first time. It was with a friend, and his mama picked us up from, like, basketball. And she goes, can we stop by People's Pharmacy, and I'm going to get a water? And I go, you're going to get a what?
Right.
It was bottled water. It's a thing now. And I go, yeah. You're going to go pay for water? Then again, if you would have asked me at that point, I would have said, I'd invest in Blockbuster.
Chad and Kevin.
Are you telling me that you bet on the fight in Rocky III and that you bet against Rocky?
Hindsight is 20/20, my friend.
With the Longhorns play and Austin talks sports. The Horn, 104.9, AM 1260, and hornfm.com.
Afternoon delight.
Hour number four on a Monday. Hope you had a good weekend. A little bit of coolness, a little bit of rain, depending on where you were. Start the week with a high of 90 today, 72 tonight. That sounds good. 40% chance of rain, 50% chance tomorrow with a high of 91 in and around the Austin area. Thanks to Troy Kimmel for his exclusive Austin Radio Network forecast. Kevin Dunn is here. I'm Chad Hastings. Trey Elling producing, getting you the great intros. We got the bass player for Radiohead with a birthday today. Also, Chris Isaac. So, yes, we've played a little Wicked game earlier in the show.
Do you guys remember? I think it was like a VMAs, one of these like phony award shows that was created in the last 20 years or so. He came out to present the award with a female co-presenter, and I forget who she was. They weren't connected in any way, shape, or form other than reading off this award to the audience. And he just straight up kissed her before they announced the award.
Wow. And I don't
remember that. She was surprised by it, taken aback, and obviously a little bit annoyed by it, too.
I don't remember that, but that is, wow, no, I have to go look that one up.
Chris Isaac got a little bit rapey there.
How about that? That's a memory for everybody. No, I don't remember that one.
Was Pennington, West Virginia, then Marshall? Is that it?
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay, See, I'd never heard anything other than Marshall
really
with him.
Firing today.
Chad Pennington does have a birthday today. We played a little old school.
Yeah, because he and Moss had both come from, well, I guess Notre Dame, Florida State, and then went to Marshall. And yeah, he was West Virginia and then Marshall.
And then Marshall, okay. Chad Pennington celebrating 41 today on the birthday side of things. We've had a lot of different conversations today. Some people have talked about the Ezekiel Elliott picture from the ESPN, the magazine, body issue that's coming out. Might be the cover for Ezekiel Elliott, if that matters to you Cowboy fans. July 5th in the digital form. July 7th is when that magazine hits stands, the body issue. As an MMA fan, I'm interested in the karate hottie.
Yeah, what's her name again? I've looked her up before.
That is Michelle Watterson, who is going to be in the body issue.
Okay.
I'm guessing there's going to be some well-placed, you know, gloves and pads in that in that picture. Maybe some knee pads or something like that. I think that'll be a decent shot.
Yeah, she's attractive.
Yeah, she's not bad.
Correction on Pennington. It looks like it was only Marshall.
Just Marshall. Okay.
What am I thinking of here?
No transfer. I don't know.
I could have swore.
West Virginia to Marshall.
That's in my head. Maybe I'm wrong.
I'm sure there's plenty of guys that would start at West Virginia and ended at Marshall, though. For various reasons.
No, I'm thinking of a different quarterback. And it's not West Virginia. It's actually, I don't know why I'm thinking Pennington in that.
All right. There you go. Sometimes the sometimes the old school wires go out of control. See, that's how old school you are into old school. Even when you get it right, you still keep going. You still keep going into other layers and levels. You gave me Darren Williams High School today.
Mm.
I wasn't asking for it, but that's what you gave me.
Okay.
This is going to drive you nuts till you think of it, isn't it?
He was redshirted in Eric Kresser. Who transferred from Florida.
Eric Kresser. Is that way back in the day or now?
No, that was way back in the day.
Back in the day.
Way back in the day.
Gotcha.
All right. I feel better now.
Boy, there was an Eric Kresser lost in your brain somewhere?
Well, that's who I was thinking of with Chad Pennington because they were tied together in my head.
Okay. That is a wonderfully sick level.
It is.
I like that.
Yeah, he was fun, though. I mean, remember some of the stuff Moss did for that team? They'd run those reverses and they were running certain types of screens you didn't see all the time, little slip screens, and they were good. They were good.
I always felt bad for defenses in that conference.
I know. I did too.
I mean, it's Randy Moss.
I felt the same way.
My God. It's like you've been chasing It's like you've been chasing baby chicks your whole life, and then they make you chase a gazelle.
Right. And he should have been at Florida. He really should have been at Notre Dame where he wanted to go. But he should have been at one of those schools playing those type of opponents.
Oh, yeah. You talk about men among boys. He certainly was. If you're just jumping in, we've obviously talked some football. Good weekend for Texas. Got a commitment in the 2018 class. Rondale Moore. Burner, 4.33 speed in the 40, 42.7 in the vert.
That's stupid.
That's getting up. And that's at 5'9". 5'9", 175. He's a kid, plays high school in Louisville, Kentucky. He's a three-star, and he's the 12th commit in the class. Tom Herman keeping the momentum going.
He keeps it going. And another thing we see that he's done is you're not just staying in the state of Texas. You go cherry-pick certain guys anywhere.
Yeah.
Including Louisville.
Cooling Lowell, and he got a great presentation from the coaches. He really enjoyed it and says they talked a lot about the other stuff.
Is it academics?
In life. They just talked about, he said, the part I read was life after football.
Okay.
Like really trying to set him up for what's it going to be like after football and the full, almost like you talked about earlier with that 40-year decision that Brian Kelly talks about, whether it's like, hey, this is not just now.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't just a couple years. This is a long time. Kind of like the John Calipari discussion that he has.
Oh, I'm sure.
With his guys.
Wouldn't you, if Kelly's recruiting you right now, wouldn't you just go, Coach, you're not going to be here in 4 months probably. I mean, certainly not in 4 years. I'll take a zero off.
I don't know. That's not the decision I'm talking about.
I don't know if any player has the guts to say that to coaches. It'd be funny.
Especially to Kelly.
Well, Kelly, I mean, what are the recruits saying to a Kevin Sumlin right now? Cliff Kingsbury.
Are you full?
Guys that are
on the first one.
How dare you? There is no need for that.
On the second one, are mom and you done yet?
I'll just say, how dare you?
How dare you?
For the Tech fans listening. For the Tech fans listening, I will say, how dare you? By the way, his name was on my mind for a reason. Did you see the Calipari story and comments on the state of basketball?
No, I refuse to click on that or to even... To read it. You can tell me.
Would it surprise you if I told you Calipari's in favor of the baseball rule?
No, because he thinks that 20 guys should leave anyway out of high school. I don't think the culture could deal with it.
I was a little surprised with that. And then the story also pointed out, away from his discussion, that right now it looks like the NBA is favoring raising the age to 20, and the union wants to lower the minimum age to 18. So that's kind of the...
you silly union.
Kind of the angle. And Calipari's argument is, here's an interesting part of his argument. He says, look, if you want to let them come in right out of high school, I got no problem with that. As long as you get them into the NBA, pay them what they're worth, and then develop them...
And then babysit
them.
In
the G League.
That's not how it works!
And, he says, and then the ones that don't make it after that first year...
Pay their medical bills the rest of their life.
You got to figure out what to do with that after the gap year. Like, you can't just leave the, you know, you got, what are you going to do about those kids? Nobody talks about those. Like, wow, okay.
It's all about the kids. It is all about the kids.
Yeah, that was your story. I saw that. I'm sure Kevin will read that story all day. That's why I'm here.
I'm serious. Because I need you to tell me about that stuff, but I can't click on it. I saw it all weekend.
Also, this weekend for Texas football, we mentioned the Shane Buechele story. He won the quarterback challenge at the Manning Passing Academy over some of the biggest names in college football.
The thing about this is it takes you back to the spring game. I think all it's going to do is just build expectations for, which is a good thing, as long as they're not too much, about how good he could look. Because he looked a lot different in the spring game with having Tom Herman only for that short period of time. I mean, maybe they've really opened something up and found something.
Yeah.
And he looked good last year, too. So I'm not saying that he looked like Mark Murdoch last year.
Right. No, hey, you're right. He had his
Mark.
He had his times last year where he looked good, and I agree with you. I think there were some things that had been tweaked up by the spring game. I mean, the connection with him and Colin Johnson... If you took nothing from the spring game, that had to be just that. That puts a smile on your face as a Texas fan,
even
right?
The first pass he threw to him against Notre Dame. Remember, it was one of those timing we've played together, and I'm just throwing a back shoulder fade, but not really. I'm just kind of putting it out there because you're not open, and you're gonna find a way to get open. You know where I'm going with this ball. You could tell those guys had a connection. I expect that only to get better. Like you said earlier, the wide receivers. That's the one thing I'm really not worried about.
Yeah, I believe I saw it right. We mentioned the Phil Steele magazine is out today. Phil's got him number 10 in the country in wide receiver groups.
I was going to ask you about that. That's another thing. I like when he goes through the grouping.
Yeah, he considers him top 10 in the country.
I would think so.
I think that might be fair by the end of the year. And I was talking about Bouchelle and Colin Johnson in this spring game.
Oh, okay. Yes, yes.
The connection that you saw between the two of them already in the spring game I thought was really solid. And,
agreed.
And obviously, everybody's looking to see how Sam Ehlinger comes along, but that is great news for Texas fans. Like we said earlier, can't be bad news. There's some qualifying things if you want to talk about with the Manning Passing Academy.
And it's just a camp.
Right. I mean, let's be honest. As I heard somebody say earlier, I think it was Ketch on Orange Bloods Radio, 1-3, right here on the Horn. He said, look, can you tell me who won the Academy last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
I couldn't tell you any year.
The only time we talked about it recently was when Johnny Manziel got kicked out of it.
Right.
So, but it's a good, it's a good thing to throw it on the resume, especially when you've got names like Hurts and Jackson, the Heisman Trophy winner, and the Browning kid at Washington, and Darnold. That's the one name. Like, a lot of them were impressive, but when I saw that Sam Darnold was there, I'm like, okay. So Sam Darnold could have beat him out at whatever it was, but Bouchelle beat him.
Yeah.
That would be good news.
And to me, Darnold and then also Browning. I mean, those two guys. Yeah. If Jake's healthy, those are the two guys I look at in terms of accuracy and think, okay, that's pretty impressive. I'm looking at Phil's top individual units for wide receiver. He does have Texas 10, which you can see why. He talks about Hurd, Duvernay, Johnson, and all the VHTs.
Mm-hmm.
Very highly touted.
Very highly touted.
Remember when we first learned that one?
Yep.
And then Oklahoma State, he's got at one, though. He's got Oklahoma State at one.
In the country?
In the country.
Wow.
TCU at 6, SMU at 8.
Man, so Oklahoma State's going to have more than just Washington, huh?
Yeah.
Bringing all those guys back.
Marcel Aitman. They've definitely got some guys. McCleskey.
Bringing the guys back. Hey, they torched Texas on some big routes in that game last year. And we know Gundy can always figure out offense. This could be a big year for Oklahoma State.
I think they're going to put up a lot of numbers. I just don't know if they're going to be able to stop enough people. Now, I think they're going to have a 9-10 win season, but is it going to be one where they're competing for playoffs? I don't know. We'll see the defense. Let's see the defense.
And I also want to see the, the maturation of Mason Rudolph.
Mm-hmm.
What does it look like? What are the tweaks? Will we notice changes with him? Because, at times he can be really good to very good in my mind. I don't know if I've ever seen him play where I think, man, that kid's great. I don't know if I've ever gone that far. And
well,
I wonder
he's got
if he,
some of the size and the arm. You look at some of the things like that that really stand out. But, I think he's been really, really good.
Does he take that next step this year and then become like a guy that the whole country is going to notice? Does he get some national love?
They're already noticing him.
This year, and we'll see what Oklahoma State has. That's an interesting, dangerous team. Rangers and Indians underway in Cleveland, if you want to check that one out.
Whoa.
Now, is that on anywhere for the people, Trey? We got Round Rock here, so no Rangers?
Rangers is on AM 1260 and 101.9 FM.
There we go. 1260 and 101.9 if you want to check out the Rangers broadcast.
That was a tough relay throw.
Whoever threw that from right field threw it straight into the ground.
My God.
Yeah, you don't see that very often.
It's the kind of relay throw you want. Is it a little wet there in Cleveland? What's going on?
I'm thinking. I mean, I would hope that... That makes no sense.
It's like he's trying to skip a stone almost.
No, he threw it straight into the ground.
1-0 Texas.
Yes, more skipping a stone be better.
1-0 Texas. Top of the first. No outs. Runners on second and third. Rangers looking to strike early in this one against Carlos Carrasco. And we will keep you updated there. We'll also keep you updated on the College World Series Championship, top of the first, Florida and LSU, no score. We'll let you know if and when there is a score. Also today, and thanks to our man Chris B. and others for tweeting these things out, but I saw this story today. Baylor University officials say that the school is being investigated by the NCAA in the wake of the sexual assault scandal. In a legal filing last week, Baylor lawyers told a federal judge the NCAA probe is an ongoing pending investigation. Attorneys for several women suing the school have demanded Baylor turn over its communication with the NCAA. And then, Trey, you were telling me during a break that there's a story out today that Baylor may be releasing some information on investigations?
Yeah, I'm just starting to look through this morning news story, but the headline is Baylor plans to release information on all reported sexual assaults since 2003.
Wow.
This is in part because the NCAA has announced, or Baylor announced, that the NCAA is investigating them. They're considering certain sanctions based on what they find. So I'm guessing Baylor is trying to get out in front of this finally.
I gotcha. That could be good news for those of you like us, like many people who've wondered, where's the investigation? Where's the NCAA? Are they going to Waco? Have they talked to anybody in Waco? It sounds like now something may be underway.
Yeah.
So that may be good news.
We kind of figured it would take some time just to get all this out and to expose it, but at some point that needs to be done.
Yeah, I would think so. I hope this is the beginning of that. But that story is out there today. Obviously not the happiest topic, but hopefully it gets some of that gets dealt with.
Good.
Texas up 4-0 now. If you're a Rangers fan.
Yeah, I was about to say Beltre with a home run there, and he's getting close to 3,000 hits now. This is a nice little start for you guys, especially on the road at Cleveland as he gets his head touched. But this is – Cleveland's in a weird spot. They have not lived up to what I thought they'd be. You know?
The Indians haven't been?
Yeah, just getting swept by – I mean, Minnesota has been – there are some good stories in baseball when you actually look at the standings and what's going on. And Minnesota is one of those – I don't think anyone thought they'd be 39 and 34, half game up on Cleveland, and then the Yankees are another story. But you Rangers are just floating around. You're sitting there. You're okay.
Rangers up 4-0. A 3-run homer from Adrian Beltre there. And, yes, Elvis Andrews touched him on the top of the head and made him mad. It really is one of my favorite weird things in baseball, that Adrian Beltre just doesn't like his head being touched.
Uh-huh.
And he's still at him about it. Like, every time Elvis does it, Elvis has a great time, and every time Beltre yells at him, he's really mad at him.
It hadn't got old for me yet. I got to be honest.
It is weird.
You guys are just hitting this guy all over the place.
Yeah, Carrasco's having a tough start. He's already given up 4. That's the first out of the inning right there. That is rough, is what that is. All right, if you're just jumping in, a lot of different stuff on the board today as we come back from the weekend. Congrats to Jordan Spieth for his big win. A lot of people talking about that shot to win the Travelers Tournament. Also, coming out of this weekend, did you see the Charlie Sheen story today?
I didn't click on it, but I saw it. He's giving up some Ruth card or glove or something like that.
Two of the biggest items that Charlie Sheen, if you don't know, Charlie's been collecting a lot of baseball and sports stuff for years. These are two of the biggest pieces of Babe Ruth memorabilia that are out there. One,
how did this not end up in a dealer's hand?
One is his 1927 World Series ring. And the answer to your question is, it was, and he sold it to Sheen. And
okay.
Now Sheen is giving it back for him to sell. So it's going to auction now. The 1920s.
The dealer?
The dealer, right.
No, I'm talking about cocaine dealer.
Oh, no. I thought you meant like an actual
Jesus.
Merchandise dealer. No. Nothing like that. Yeah, no. In Charlie's defense, he's actually kept. Now, the question is, what does he do with the money?
Right. What is this going to?
The bidding on the ring has topped out at $600,000. And then the other thing is a document, the original document that sent Babe Ruth from Boston to New York. So both those things are going to be auctioned off. They think he could get around $1 million or so.
I would think.
That's kind of where it begins.
But that stuff is, you ever watch Pawn Stars or any of that stuff? You know, that's like baseball cards back in the day.
Right.
Well, it says here that it's worth $41. Well, you're not going to get $41 for that on the market. So I don't know. But that stuff's so special and out there. I would think that there's some Yankees super rich multimillionaire can just drop that, right?
I would think, yeah. I would
because they want it for their collection.
I would guess so. He just says it's time to get rid of it. He's had it long enough. It's time for somebody else to enjoy it. That's his thinking here. So
I wonder what that ring has seen and been a part of.
He claims that he's a big time collector in terms of framing everything and keeping everything in pristine condition. He prides himself on. He claims that he does things at a higher level sometimes than the Hall of Fame. And it's like, all right, Charlie, easy on that. But like, apparently it's a big deal to him. He's not just throwing these things in a closet.
Sheen.
Yeah. So Charlie Sheen is going to be making some scratch coming up in an auction. I think they're doing it in the beginning of July. Oh, no, Friday. This Friday.
Nice.
They will be on display. The inside of the ring says G.H. Ruth. So that's pretty legit. If you're a Yankees fan, and as many baseball fans know, the 1927 Yankees are considered one of the greatest, if not the greatest team that ever played.
Yes.
I mean, the 27 Yankees are legendary, so you're talking about Babe Ruth in their best
When you hear Bronx
year.
Bombers.
Yeah, it's that year.
You think of them.
So it's the ring from that year and the document. That'll be pretty cool for some Yankees fan. Maybe Kalai here in our office. Maybe we could all pitch in and buy... Well, maybe not.
Yeah, I don't think we can afford that one.
I don't think we can get that kind of scratch together in a quick amount of time. All right, coming up, we'll get you the big three. We'll get you another one and done, and then we will get on out of here for Round Rock Baseball. Round Rock is in Nashville tonight, 7:05 first pitch, so it's a 6:50 pregame. You'll hear it right here on the Horn. Chad and Kevin with you on a Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. Jordan Spieth had a nice weekend. The big win at the Travelers. Huge shot out of the bunker. We've all hit that shot, right? Golfers? Sure. Everybody's had that one drop in. Big pressure situation in front of thousands of people. That's fine. No problem. Rangers off to a good start. Cole Hamels hoping to not do what Carlos Carrasco did. Carrasco got touched up for 4 in the first inning, including an Adrian Beltre 3-run shot. So it's bottom of the first, 4-0 Rangers, and Cleveland just coming to bat. And on the go ahead.
It's scoreless on the college side. One thing
scoreless in college. Okay.
Yeah. One thing with baseball, talking pro baseball here, hearing a lot of stuff, reading a lot of stuff that the Astros, there's still a lot of talk with Sonny Gray. That's heating up behind the scenes. I'm waiting to see how that plays out. Really waiting to see how that plays out. Because if the Astros do add an arm like that, man, they're dangerous right now, but it could really change things.
Now, I know the name Sonny Gray, but is it Oakland?
Oakland, yeah.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, look at that. How about that? That's amazing. I figured that one out. I'm proud of myself.
Yeah, he's a big-time right-hander, though. He's okay. A guy who people, even before the season, there was a lot of thought that Quintana in Chicago would be a guy. He hasn't had the type of year that they've really wanted, but Gray's a guy who is, I mean, you saw him pitching in college. He pitched at Vanderbilt. He's been a big arm for a long time and is someone who could really help you out.
Also, I wonder if it becomes easier, if that is somebody they would look at. I wonder if that becomes easier because he's in your division and you see him a little more.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you see the team a little more, which
yep.
means you could talk to the front office guys a little more, right? You're going to see them in the press box a little more.
Yeah, not that as much, but
just maybe seeing the kid
more, seeing him more and having a good idea of how he operates.
Yeah. Astros had the night off, and Texas at Cleveland, we mentioned Rangers already up 4-0 in that one. Let's get you a couple other things into Big Three.
The Big Three.
And we are sponsored today.
Zip Lost Pines. All right, so we're going to be going there. I think we have our lunch or dinner set up after that. But Big Three is brought to you by Zip Lost Pines. We're going to check it out. You should, too. It's Hill Country's premier six-line zip tour. That means you can dual ride, have fun with your buddies or a significant other. Just get to ziplostpines.com today. Get your adventure set up. We're doing it, so you got to do it, too.
Rangers up 4-0, no score in the college game, bottom of the first. It's Florida and LSU. An SEC team is definitely going to win a national title. The question is, does LSU win number 7 or does Florida win number 1? Kevin, let me see if I can guess. As a Texas baseball fan, you're rooting for Florida.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you don't want LSU to get 7.
No, I mean, because they're cheaters and really only 3 counts, so there you go.
That too. 6 national titles for LSU to this point.
We got that.
6 o'clock tonight, and they are already underway. We mentioned that. Florida did take 2 of 3 in the middle of the year, in case you care.
And they're throwing that guy who's the sophomore, so Singer, who's a guy who's got big-time stuff. I mean, Singer
had that great outing last time.
Had the really good outing, and he's got a real heavy power sinker. So they're going to be throwing him, and he's lights out, so this should be a good, you know, first game at least.
Yeah, that kid's pretty nasty. Elsewhere, we talked about Texas football. Rondale Moore, the new recruit for Texas in the 2018 class. Kid from Louisville, 4.33 speed and all the vertical you need at 42.7. That'll go up and get a Shane Buechele pass. Speaking of Shane, he won the quarterback challenge at the Manning Passing Academy over the weekend. Big names are there, too. Hurts was there from Alabama, Arkansas's quarterback, Georgia's quarterback, the Heisman Trophy winner in Lamar Jackson, and for Kevin and many others, two other important names that were there, Sam Darnold and Jake Browning from Washington, two of the better quarterbacks in the country. Some of those guys you hear that are a little more feet quarterback than arm quarterback, you think, okay, threw better than them, who cares? But when you look at that full list, it's an impressive weekend for Shane Buechele. Like we said earlier, cannot be bad news. We'll see just how good that news is in about 68 days when they play Maryland.
Yeah, I care about Saturday.
Yeah, right. That's going to be big. Because like we said, I couldn't name you. You could pay me to name you another winner of that.
Someone texted Seth Russell, which I'm sure he probably did.
I don't even know.
But that's not good news if you see that.
I don't even know if Eli ever won the thing. I have no clue if the Mannings even competed in that.
But like I said to start the show off with, it cannot be bad news, and that's all you can take out of it.
Yeah, no, I think you're right there. NBA, the award show is tonight, 75 days after the season ended. Drake hosts.
That is weird.
We'll find out who the MVP is. TNT, that's at 8 o'clock. And the Cavs are talking three-way deal with Denver and Indiana. Maybe Paul George ends up in Cleveland and Kevin Love ends up in Denver. That could happen. Also, the Cavs are interested in Carmelo Anthony, reportedly, if he can get out of his Knicks deal. Oh, Phil Jackson, wherever you are, please let him out of his Knicks deal.
Hmm.
Just the sick part of me wants to see. As much as I want LeBron to get more titles, if this is the way he's going to go, if he thinks he wants Carmelo on his team, then I want to see it.
You want LeBron to get more titles?
I do, but if he's going to make that decision, he won't get them.
I wouldn't think so.
No.
I wouldn't think that would work out.
Then I'll go from wanting him to get titles to just wanting to watch a car crash.
Right.
Because that'll be a disaster. The ultimate ball hog joining a guy that needs the ball. I mean, that just doesn't make any sense to me.
Who's the guy who needs the ball? LeBron?
LeBron.
I was thinking more Kyrie.
Kyrie needs it too. But yeah, he's got a couple guys that need the
that's
ball.
That's probably more the thing to think about.
Yeah, you're right.
Got a Kyrie and Carmelo play side by side.
Well, yeah. I mean, fill the blank in with anybody. Anybody and Carmelo don't play well together as far as I'm concerned.
I agree.
Because he's just such a non-defensive. That's the other thing.
Like I said, though, when we talked about this earlier, that the international experience for him is the thing that when I look at, I think, man, how come I didn't see that in other? And a lot of people say it's because of the style of the game. The style of the international game's different. And for some reason, that makes him less ball hoggy.
Fits him better. He passes.
Fits him better. Or maybe it's not about passing. It's about knocking down jumpers.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Here's a scary question if you're a Cleveland fan. If those two end up on the same team, Irving and Carmelo Anthony, on the floor at the same time, and there's a guard coming down the floor, who the heck guards him? LeBron's going to have to come help. If Kyrie Irving's a better defender.
Like he'll do that.
Kyrie Irving.
He'll take ball.
He's the better defender of those two guys.
That's Iguodala.
Oh, that's a bad situation. Now, the Paul George idea, I understand.
I like that idea.
I can grasp that.
But are you just renting him? Is he definitely going to L.A., and is he maybe taking his new teammate that he had for a year with him?
Yeah, that's true. That is true. The soap opera in Cleveland's going to be wild for the next couple of years, as we've talked about plenty of times. The soap opera and the stuff around the league is so much better than the league in many ways. This is the exciting stuff right now.
Mm-hmm. Some other baseball stuff. Colin McHugh, remember that name? Colin McHugh's a guy that...
Yeah, so the Astros.
Right, so McCullers has been really good, was on the DL quickly. McHugh read this today from, and it was a Jake Kaplan of the Houston Chronicle, that he's got had an elbow issue, he's going to begin rehabilitation, an assignment within the next week.
Okay.
So who knows if that arm's coming back.
So he could be heading back.
He could be heading back.
All right, that could be good news for Astros fans.
I hate to keep on giving Astros fans good news, but sorry.
Yeah, they'll take it.
That's all I read today was just good news for the Astros.
They are loving to take that news right now. All right, there's your big three. Let's get you one more one and done before the show is over here in the 6 o'clock
Peter
hour.
Like to be
one
there
and
with me.
Done.
Touch for you there at the end. All right, one and done brought to you by Texas Card House. Attention poker players, Austin's premier poker club. If you love the cards and you're looking for a great place to play, check out texascardhouse.com. And they're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Texas Card House. Here's Kevin Dunn.
Remember Friday I talked about Villarina's pasta and fine foods?
Yes, sir.
The gnocchi, which you need to get, are really light. They're not gut bombs.
Yeah.
Well done. And you go straight from frozen in there. I'm telling you, this would be a place for a lot of y'all, especially if you want to do stuff quick but have it authentic, to check out. I had to give it a thumbs up.
Now, wait a minute. When you say quick, does that mean I'm taking the gnocchi and I'm like dropping it in a fat fryer? What am I doing?
No, you're not doing that. You could do that.
No?
Actually, that sounds pretty good.
Could do that?
No, I'm thinking about it. You just drop it straight into salted water. We covered this while you were gone.
Salted
heavily,
water.
Heavily salted water.
Really?
Like that's the
not,
ocean.
That's not bad?
No.
That's good.
Your blood has a salinity of the ocean. I think it does.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
Sounds like it should be the truth if it's not.
No, right, exactly.
Sounds like it should be the case,
no,
yeah.
I read that, so that's true.
Yeah.
Read it on the web, I think.
Wikipedia.
Yeah. Uber facts. What's the Uber facts we always laugh at?
It's got to be true.
No, so I want to give them some love. Stop by there. And then also Michael Floyd, who's a domer. He was sentenced to one day in jail for violating his house arrest where he couldn't drink, and they tested him, and he was drinking. Mike, man, I know you've tried to, but get some help, brother. He's talented as hell, but sometimes I think people will talk about, oh, you think he's got a problem. You don't know that. He's got a problem, and yeah. They need to do something about it.
He says
he's
it's kombucha. About it.
I know he does, and I'm not buying that.
He says it's what?
Kombucha.
What's kombucha?
It's a fermented drink that ferments to the point that it does create a small level of alcohol. Whole Foods had to stop selling it a couple years ago.
It's a tea,
because
isn't it?
They weren't requiring people to show IDs. It's like point. It's a very low percentage, but it still has a traceable amount of alcohol in it.
Is that what house arrest does to people?
That would be the best story, if that is the case.
That's what house arrest does to you, Michael Floyd? Dude, Netflix. Come on. There's a lot of things that don't get you to that point if he's right. I'm going to have a fermented drink that's almost alcohol.
Well, I don't think he's drinking it for that purpose. It's supposed to have
healthy.
A ton of health effects.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be a healthy drink.
It's a tea.
Okay, well, have somebody run in some from GNC. There's healthy stuff out there.
He was being tested 6 times a day under his terms of his house arrest.
Good
so
Lord.
I really think he may not have known about this.
And
that's
something
that is not common knowledge with kombucha.
And I read that and read the story, and he talks about it. He says right here, kombucha, fermented tea, all that. Okay, but whatever it is, get it fixed. Get this thing fixed. Hopefully you already are and this is a misunderstanding.
Okay, so I don't know his full life, but let's assume this is his first time ever to go to jail, okay? Do you think one day in jail would have an effect?
It depends on if he has to eat a meal there or not.
Okay.
Or has to take a shower.
I'm assuming one day means 24 hours, right?
That's not going to make a difference.
Is that how it works?
Especially if you know you're getting out? No.
The other thing
Well, it depends on if he has to eat one of those bologna sandwiches, because those things are nasty.
The one thing, I also wonder, if you spend a day in jail, how long does it feel? How long does a day in jail feel? If you go in thinking, I got 24 hours, right? But I wonder how long that feels. When the door slams shut and you just got to sit there and think for however many hours, that's got
to
suck.
It feels like a long time you aren't able to do a whole lot.
He's at house arrest here. I mean, this has been a sweet deal for him the whole time. He should have gotten it together quickly. But anyway, there's a one and done, and get to Villarinas.
Villarinas. Pasta, what's it called?
Pasta and Fine Foods.
Okay. Now, you see, you started to scoff, but you realize Noki and the Fat Fryer sounds like a good idea, right?
Yeah, it'd be awful, but it sounds like a good idea. Sure. Now I have done where you can bake Noki and kind of get them a little, especially I think ricotta Noki, get them a little burned, a little caramelized, not burned, caramelized.
Ah, that's good. What if I drop like 4 of them in the fryer with like 5 corn dogs? Can I interest you in that?
No, it'd probably be great though. Of course it would be. I'm not saying it wouldn't taste good.
Drag them through like mustard and ketchup. Come on now.
It would taste good.
We'll get that going on.
Boy, Napoli's rocking a beard, isn't he?
Napoli can grow a beard. 4-1 Rangers, by the way, in the early going. Yeah, Mike Napoli has a great beard, and
he was pretty cool too. He actually
look at there,
Francona and Napoli before the game because of last year he got his. Got his AL ring and got a nice little hug from Tito. I tell you what, he was great. He was great for Cleveland. It seems like whenever you guys have needed him, maybe he hadn't always had that big year. Is that fair, Trey?
The second World Series run where they lost to the Cardinals in 7, he was really good for the team towards the end of the season and into the postseason. Even this year, he's turned his bat around a little bit. It hasn't been what they've needed out of the cleanup spot. They're able to bat him a little bit lower in the lineup, though, which is helping all sides now.
Your lineup's not an issue, though.
All right, let's go one last thing here.
One last thing.
In 30 seconds, I'll remind you about that Alex Okafor youth football camp coming up. Saturday, July 8th. Register at CampOkafor.com. There's two different sessions from grades 4 all the way through grade 12. It's only $10. They're limited to 200 athletes. CampOkafor.com.
$10. That says it all. Get on out there.
It's very cool. All right, we'll be back tomorrow for a Tuesday show. Round Rock Baseball coming up.